T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, there's a cold wind blowing in here. It's about 2 degrees in here.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I guess it was cold when I walked in there.
It's freezing. I was like, I have my hair in a ponytail today. And I was like, is that why my ears feel so cold?
I like it. What's going on?
Well.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Nothing really. I was talking to my girlfriend this weekend. And she was saying, she goes, you know, she's got great hair. And I was like, oh, your hair's amazing. She goes, well, you know, it's because I wash it like once, maybe twice a week.
Right.
And I'm like, maybe I should start. You know what, though? I'm telling you, it's been one day. I'm like, I'm bogged out by it. I wash it every day, and I just can't. Like, I'm already kind of like, ugh.
No,
itchy.
I had the raddest hair. Really, I did.
Yeah, long and beautiful.
Luxurious. Like, yeah. Like women used to go, oh, my God, what do you do?
Yeah.
And I used to tell them, I don't wash it. I surf a lot, like the ocean.
Salts
good for it
up.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Everybody's got a different. You get oily at a different rate. Everybody
does.
Yeah,
I feel pretty oily.
No, you're not oily yet. But it, you know,
I washed it Sunday, so it's only been one day. But it's, I definitely felt like today. Even as I was putting it up, I was like, oh man, do I have time to sneak a shower in here?
It should be every other day at the most, and then you know maybe every 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to
wash
it every day,
also.
And then, and I don't, mostly because it's, I know it's not good for your hair, your scalp, to wash it every day, but also the color. Like, I pay too much money for that color to be stripped away so quickly.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
The thing is your hair seems to be
greasy.
Well, no. Actually, when you grow your hair long, it gets huge.
It does get huge.
And
it gets very big.
If you didn't wash it so much, it would lay a little flatter because you'd have a little more natural oil rather than this
I just feel
thing
like
that happens to it.
I have this feeling like I'm grubby.
No.
You know?
What?
I just hate that
feeling. I know
feeling.
What you mean, but as long as you've taken a shower, your head is fine.
Yeah, you got to wash all your other stuff.
Yeah, they say hairdressers... or stylists who do models, they like for their hair to be not clean, like a couple days without washing, because it's easier for them to style.
Right.
Here's the thing. You find yourself, as I was growing my hair out and as a young person, you find yourself needing stuff to control it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that crusty crap in your hair. It's gross.
Yeah.
What's more gross? I don't know. You know, dippity-doo.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, kids. That's I skewed
I'm sure
old there.
That's, I
really
bet
old.
Dippity Doo is still
not.
Sitting on shelves.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
I think I saw Fessy spraying Aquanet in his hair though at one of the Big Brother bathroom shots. But anyway, whatever the hair the kids are using now, that's gross too.
Yeah.
All that junk that you put in your hair. So you know, a little natural oil works.
It
keeps it from flying away or having that, you know, like the broken hairs on top that everybody's got that are like sticking
they straight,
straight
up.
You want a little little oil to pull those puppies down.
I don't know, man. I just don't think it's for me because I feel like super self-conscious. Like
what chick said this?
Marianne. Her hair is like so long and beautiful and luxurious. Plus she straightens it like she does it with the... So she's like, God, you know, if I wash every day, then I got to straighten it every day. And it's like beating the hell out of your hair. She goes, so, you know, I straighten it once a week and wash it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God.
Good on her.
And there's so many different things you could do with your hair. I know I don't want to wash my hair and it feels dirty. You could just put it in a ponytail. You could put it in a bun. All sorts of things you could do.
I guess. I could also just cut it all
off.
How
do you say barrette?
Barrette. Yes, I could put it in a barrette.
Now
you could put a hat on.
Yes, but then you can never take the hat off.
Well, that's on the last day. That's you put the hat on.
Oh,
the last day before you're gonna
wash
your hair.
Does Marianne work out?
probably, she's pretty fit.
That's one of the issues for sure. Is if you work out,
you're getting all sweaty.
If you're working out really hard, you may have to wash your hair more. Yeah. That's a reality.
Well, don't worry, that won't be a factor in my hair cleaning.
I'm with you.
Oh man, you know that elliptical that we got? I used that thing for 3 months, every single day, and I don't think I've been on it in a month.
You know why?
Because your brother got here.
Yeah.
It, because your brother got here.
It's not, well, and we've been walking, like we have actually been exercising, like they're into, but they're not into like a stationary thing.
And well, since you I don't know have three of them. If you had three of them, I bet the three of you would go in there and do it.
Maybe.
Are we going to go to yoga tomorrow like we planned?
Oh, shoot. I forgot all about that. What time is that? 10:30. At 10:30? Let me talk to them today.
I'll see them.
I would go. Oh, you're going to, oh, that's right. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I have to know by tonight, though, so that I can pack my yoga gear, because I'll have to go straight there.
Oh, where would you go to yoga? Not here in the city?
No. The Susan's. New Ohm World.
Yeah.
Oh, now. Susan's place. Where's that?
Now Power
in Corte Madera.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's sort of closer to their house, so. Because we want, you know.
She loves you.
Susan?
Yeah, she's the one who, nice, Sarah, nice.
Oh, yeah, oh, man, she's always.
That's where that comes from.
It is, exactly where it comes from. Like, she would just call me out every class. Like,
yuck.
You know, it's like, stop saying my name. She has a very gentle touch, like you're being down dog and she'll come over and just like run her hand down your back, like start your ass and scoop down. It's like, feel like a cat.
Whoa.
Nice. Oh, I forgot about this. Sarah, try powder shampoo on your non-wash days. It works great. I have never used... Oh, I did once. The hairdresser
I've heard
used
of that,
it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But it was... There's all kinds of different ones you can use. The one they used on me, I was not into.
You know, I'm probably just going to go back to my normal way and just wash it every day. I'm not going to worry about it.
You could just rinse it. But then you feel a need to wash it.
I know. Because then I'm dragging my...
Do whatever
brush.
Works
yeah,
for
you,
man.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm probably... That's exactly, Vinny. Just easier. I don't have to worry about pinning it up before I get in the shower. I just wash it.
Oh, if you're going to feel all bogged out, as you say, all filthy.
I mean, it's only been, it's been like just over 24 hours like since I washed it. I'm like, I just feel like maybe I need to.
You know, I probably have the same problem now as, like then, I used, you know, as a young person, I could do a million things that I couldn't do today. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Just... Because I drank and partied and I lived like sort of in chaos, very comfortably in chaos.
Yeah.
I didn't find myself going, is this pillow dirty? Is this floor? Can I sleep on this floor?
Like
a million things that I used to just never even entered my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Including, is today a hair wash day? That never once occurred to me. You know?
Yeah, I do know.
I mean, think sand just fell out of my shorts. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really go like, oh, that's kind of gross. Hmm.
Better clean that up.
I'm actually dropping sand from my man area.
From my crack.
Weird.
Yeah.
You know, so now I couldn't live like that.
No. Well, now that you're sober, you notice things.
All the things.
Yeah, all the things are noticeable. Well, anyway, so sorry about the... I think that started because it was so freezing in here, and I wondered if it
your
was,
ears are cold.
I'm like, oh my God, is it just because I have my hair pulled back for once? I was watching a clip of Hooman.
Hooman.
I think it was on Facebook. Like they put up a clip of the day. Does Vaughn do that? It was one from like last Friday or something. Or maybe it was on Instagram. I don't know where I saw it. But it was Hooman doing the He-Man thing. But it's a split screen, and I'm in there, and I'm just. Constantly running my, like, I guess I do that all the time. Constantly run my hands through my hair. So I was like, I'll put it in a ponytail and I won't run it through there. Because I forget that I'm on camera all day.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
I actually think the bummer about the camera, and I'm not bummed about it, but whenever I look at it, I realize sometimes we're reading, so we're looking down. It's just the top of my head or we don't play to it enough for it to be a show.
At all. Right.
So I do find that even now, as we're talking about the cameras, I realize it's not going to play well. It's not.
Mm-hmm. So should we start just like reading our stories to the camera?
I don't know.
I always get caught eating a banana. I mean.
I think he catches you on purpose with that.
Eating a banana.
That's erotic.
When I have to blow my nose or something, I always take the tissue. I hold it up to the camera like, hello, Vaughn. Get it off of me because I'm going to blow my nose right now.
Yeah.
That's about all the playing to the camera that I do.
But people still watch it, so there must be some fascination with watching us do what we do, and that's cool.
Or, you know, if you have us on in the background and you want to flick to it. Also, we should. I keep forgetting to show the pictures that we hand each other pictures all morning.
We should hold them up. I was thinking about that yesterday, going to tell you to hold them up, and then I thought...
Sometimes you will tell me, and then
the
I remember.
Is the looking glass even working?
Well, there it is. We never know when it works.
There it is.
Yeah, Vaughn. We don't even know when it works or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, Vaughn.
You need
and
to
I
let
always
us know.
Tell you. You know who tells me? The texters.
Oh.
So then I go in Vaughn's studio, and I go, so the looking glass hasn't been working. For how long? And I'm like, dude, you need to let me know every single time.
I want a status. Every morning.
That's a Vaughn impression?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't
it is.
Know.
What's happening today, Vaughn?
Poor Vaughn. He might be the best wordsmith on the show, but his impression ends up being caveman.
Nudity.
On a show of yappers, he's probably got the best vocabulary, but his impression is...
I think Vaughn's doing something, by the way. He's producing a comedy show.
Yeah. He is.
So what?
I'm sure he's going to be there. But this Friday, he has a comedy show.
Isn't Rudy performing at it?
He was supposed to, and I was going to go to that, too. But I think that, you know, I had a plan with Rudy, and Rudy's not going now, so...
Wait, so it's a...
But,
here, so, let me get
oh, my God, Vaughn's in here. Vaughn, get in here. Hey, Vaughn, good morning.
Do it, Vaughn.
Yeah. Was that an accurate description?
What?
Hey, Vaughn, are the cameras running?
Yeah, they're running.
All right, thank you.
You're not supposed to say yes.
You're supposed to say, fun.
Can I give a shout out?
Of course, who?
Wait a minute. Oh. Was he going to tell us about his comedy show or not?
I'm molding to the mic. All right, go ahead.
I thought that was what the shout out was for.
I suppose so. But yeah, what? I'm doing a comedy show called The Town's Hottest Comics. It's at a new place in Oakland called Blue Dream. And
Shame.
And it's featuring our very own Big T, who's going to be a host and doing the set. That's right.
Guy, yeah. We see him several days a week here.
Correct. Yeah. So he'll be there.
He's
doing
hosting
his
it.
Thing. Yes.
He does comedy? I did not even know that.
Yeah, he does. Actually, him and Rudy were pretty close before even being on here. So luckily, we're pretty close. So he's confirmed to come down and be a part of the show.
What's the name of the club again?
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
Okay, Blue Dream.
I can't find their website. Can you send it to me and I'll put it on Sarah and Vinny?
Of course, we'll do. Yeah, but it's going to be Friday, this Friday the 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. Doors open at
420 6. Friendly, right?
Correct.
So are they going to be smoking inside of the place or what?
There's a smoking area.
Oh, I 420 see. Friendly. I was like, is that the street address? I've never heard of Friendly Street.
Oh,
no,
what?
The street address is 1300. 7th Street, right by West Oakland BART.
So, in old person speak, it's doobage friendly.
Correct. Yeah.
The doobie weed, welcome. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So, it'll be a vendor there, kind of similar to an outside lounge. So, they have the green lands.
Get out.
Smoking area.
That is awesome.
Wow. I'm so happy
the world
for you
has
guys.
Changed so much.
Yep. You young
All right, well,
people.
Good luck with it. Let us know how it goes.
Of course. We'll
good
do.
Job producing. All right, Hooman, now it's time for your plug.
Hey, real quickly, do you remember when back in the day when I first started here, I remember you guys used to get letters from prisoners in San Quentin?
Yeah.
So yesterday,
we'll still get one occasionally.
So yesterday I went to San Quentin.
Did
and,
you?
Yeah. And I
For
met,
what?
I volunteered. There's this, do you know what the Enneagram is?
No.
Do you know what the Myers-Briggs indicator personality test is?
Yeah.
Okay, no. So it's similar to that. It's just another, and they use this Enneagram test in this, I don't know, format in this book to help people understand why we do what we do. And so there's these people, this woman named Susan and Tara, they go into it's called the Enneagram Prison Project, and they help prisoners.
Spell Enneagram.
It's I or E?
E-N-N-E-A-G-R-A-M.
Enneagram.
Yeah, it's called the Enneagram Prison Project. So I went and I got to meet Aaron. and he's been in prison for 25 years, and he is a huge Sarah and Vinny fan.
Oh, really?
He listens every morning.
Hello, Aaron.
And he's listening right now, and he goes up for parole after 25 years on October 23rd.
What was his crime?
You know, I'm not
25 years is
That's
something
a long
bad.
Yeah.
Aaron, did you murder someone?
Well, a couple of
Maybe
the guys.
Maybe you should stay
some
in.
Some kind of violent
yeah,
crime.
Yeah, that's.
A couple. No,
Aaron.
Don't say that. Don't. A couple of the people in the group that I was sitting in did admit to murder and
that's
stuff.
Aaron
so.
Didn't tell you what he did. He didn't want us to know. He knew you were going to come
innocent.
Right back here.
He's innocent.
Well, they all owned up to their crimes. But
to you? Or in real life?
In real life. Yeah,
even Aaron?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone sitting in that circle did. And so he walked up to me afterwards. He goes, you know, I've never looked you guys up, but as soon as you started speaking, I recognize your voice. And tell Sarah and Vinny that I've been listening for 11 years. Oh. I'm so loyal. You bring me so much joy, so much happiness every morning.
Oh.
And it took me back to being 24 years old when I first started with you guys. And those letters actually coming into the morning yeah. show. Because, you know, I guess we didn't use email back in 2000, did we?
Well, we had email, but we...
Sort of the beginning of
very,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't using it.
We had one computer we shared.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Did you guys all have to share one parking place, too?
No.
Didn't you pick everyone up back in the day?
No, that was the very... No, you picked me up, too, in the beginning. You don't remember this? We used to all meet at Fort Funston. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
No. Fort...
Mason.
Whatever.
Oh, because
oh, is that on Funston Street? What is Funston? Something.
Funston.
There is a Fort
Funston. Must be 13th Avenue. There at the beach. But there's no 13th. Yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever. We used to meet at Fort Mason. We'd park, and then we'd all jump in your car. And it was. It took a minute before we all got spots. That's just all it was, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long that went on, but it went on for a minute. I remember it.
That's funny. I don't remember picking you up. I remember the first, we used to drive in together the first couple days when we were in corporate housing. But me and Yuzi, I mean, that was like a year, right?
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah.
You don't?
Oh, really?
No, I remember having to pay for my parking at the Embarcadero until Lewis got me a parking pass. So expensive every single day.
It was really expensive.
$32 a day. I paid for it, too.
It was crazy, yeah.
$32 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you used to drive me in.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. I totally don't have any recollection of that. I remember Yuzi, it was late every day. I'd be there at the thing and Yuzi would show up. I'd be like,
I totally don't remember that at all. I was coming from Belmont, huh?
Yeah, you had to come all the way through the city to Fort Mason and then we would pick you up there and drive you in. Yeah. That's crazy. And then we used to get here so early then because our show didn't even start until 6 and I think I was picking you up at like 10 minutes to 5.
Mm.
Get here really early.
Yeah.
Well, so up for parole in October?
Yeah, so October 23rd.
Wait, what did you do there?
So I got to, so these guys were graduating from taking a one-year course on the Enneagram and learning about, you know, they had, you could actually see these guys have a renewed sense of self-belief and compassion for others. They were all so respectful and I got to see these teachers just love on every single prisoner there and tell them how much they've improved and how much they've grown. And, like, there were tears. Like, even I, at times, I was, like, welling up going, wow, this is so... Because, you know, in prison, it's so easy to say, they're going to be in there for life. What's the point of rehabbing them? And this woman, Susan, is like, no, this matters. These people are human beings. And so I went and observed. I'm going to go back again on the 22nd because I'm going to say a prayer with Aaron before he goes for his parole hearing.
Aww.
But so you were just there to observe?
Yeah, I was just invited. When I got back from South Africa, one of my friends saw the stuff I did over there, Tara, and she said, come check this out. Huh. If you'd like to volunteer, come check this out. I was like, all right.
Interesting, Hooman.
Thank you.
Like a, seems like a kind of a just... So far off the beaten path thing to do.
It is, yeah. But
all these years, I've never been to San Quentin. I've driven by it a billion times.
Yeah, it's so interesting. When you walk into the yard, there's softball games going on, and, you know, everybody's just kind of walking around and hanging out. I mean, you know,
But you're separated from them.
No, you're, like, walking
what?
Amongst everybody, and everyone's walking up to you, shaking your hand.
I couldn't do that. I was a bad kid, and I swear I have, like, a... You know, if I see policemen and I'm not doing anything and haven't forever, but I'll be all, Dad, like, I just don't have.
Starts freaking out.
Dad.
I don't think I could be like all around, you know, a jail. And I think I'd have like a natural itchy reaction to.
Be stuck here forever.
It was surprising. I kept saying to my friend Tara, I'm like, I can't believe everyone's just kind of hanging out. We're all kind of, you know, on equal footing when we're walking through the yard, the prison yard.
I was watching something on some news program, and they do a lot of podcasts on the San Quentin grounds.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that somewhere, too.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what kind of show it was, Bryn. One of the news.
It was a documentary of sorts,
Something,
were talking about how there were, there was a guy, a black dude, who was, like, leading it.
Yes.
I don't remember where I saw it, though.
Yeah. Really,
but it was super cool.
I'll say this. At no point did I feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, wow, this is so relaxed.
But you didn't fear they might keep you?
Well, if they looked up the fact that I was on the terror watch list, maybe. But
that's what I was getting at.
You're not on there anymore.
Yeah, I'm not on there anymore, everyone. I got off. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
God.
Right?
What a crazy thing to be on. I'm on the terror watch list. Oh, I give up. Forget it. Never go anywhere again.
I didn't think that. You know, obviously I'm looking at the roof to see if there's snipers and everything, and it wasn't like that. It was just really...
I'm just really surprised to hear. Usually when I think of prison, you think of there's the yard, and maybe there's a few guys out there, but right, that there's snipers and towers watching them.
Well, there were towers.
And that there would be no way that a person entering San Quentin would also be in that area with them. It seems super dangerous.
Yeah. As soon as I walked in with this group, this Integrum Prison Project, everyone was like waving to them, shaking their hands. You're not allowed to hug. There are some rules.
Oh.
Like a woman isn't allowed to show her, collarbone. Like, you have to be completely covered up. We have to wear all black. Like, there's a lot of rules.
Well, people probably don't have a lot of sympathy for someone in San Quentin or in jail. But in general, humans are super social beings. And we get lonely fast. And although we might, like, for example, I'm incredibly independent. But even I, if I'm too isolated, find myself really needing people.
Yeah, human interaction.
To talk to people, to be around. And so there's no question those people are probably starved for attention.
Sure.
Yeah. And that was the great thing about this thing, because every single person was acknowledged and made to feel important and respected and heard. So it goes along the lines of exactly what you're saying.
You're a good person, human.
Oh. These people weren't lonely at that moment when, you know, we were all sitting in that circle.
That's great. You do so much more than I have any energy for. Like, thank God for you. You're such a good representative of this show. Yeah, we're all just trying to be as good as human.
Wow. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for letting me give those guys a shout out.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch our show on the internet. Go to radioalice.com/watch and you can check it out.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.